The Lobster Chronicles, Life on a Very Small Island, written and read by Linda Greenlaw. This book is dedicated to my mother and friend, Martha Louise Greenlaw. The winters drive you crazy, and the fishing's hard and slow. You're a damn fool if you stay, but there's no better place to go. Gordon Bach, from his song, The Hills of Idaho. Note from the author. I am presently in the midst of my fifth lobster fishing season, which ranks me among the amateurs as opposed to the professionals who have been thinking like lobsters for 50 years or better. I've learned enough to give the appearance of knowing what I am doing as I go through the motions of setting and hauling traps, but do not yet consider what I am doing fishing. The season chronicled in this book is my season, filled with personal observations, reflections, and opinions that represent only Linda Greenlaw. If each of the 12 active commercial lobstermen on the island were to write a book about a particular lobster season, there would be one dozen very different accounts. And although I have used real names in most instances throughout, I have taken the liberty of composite characters in a few cases, and have changed a couple of names and dates and details in others, not to protect the innocent, but in hope of being allowed to remain on the island after publication. I have also played with the chronology from time to time. Even though this book tells of a typical season of lobstering, the season it chronicles would prove to be one unlike any I would ever experience. It would start normally enough, but would become a season when I would re-examine all I ever thought I knew about myself, life, and lobsters. Lobsters. In terms of status, the lobster has come a long way. Homarus americanus, or the American lobster, ascended from humble fare to fodder fit for royal banquets in a relatively short 100 years. A true success story. Prior to the 19th century, only widows, orphans, and servants ate lobster. And in some parts of New England, serving